Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's been a while since we talked to him. It's Bill Ripken, MLB Network Studio Analyst. And he's got a new book, State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. What's up, Bill?
Good morning, boys. What's up?
Good morning.
New school baseball. So is that like how the Astros play? Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, we I need don't the think shot. That qualified in any school whatsoever is what they did.
Right. Yeah.
It seemed to be a little bit of very high-tech stuff, and then they kind of dumbed it down at the very end and banged trash cans. That was the only thing that wasn't technologically advanced.
Right. Where do you stand on that whole buzzer thing? Because that's where our minds are blown if they actually went to that level. Do you think that there was some of that stuff was actually involved?
You know what? I don't know. The commissioner's office, I think, did a pretty thorough investigation. I think when they gave players immunity, I think they got some pretty good answers, and that's why they levied the punishments against the manager and the general manager. But I would hope that we didn't go that far, but I have to admit that there's part of me that thinks, yeah, they probably did, because I think they were doing it for several years and they got pretty good at it, so why not?
Right, right.
Were you a guy who could figure out signs?
I think it was easy enough sometimes when you were on second base to look in. And that's what I equate the old days was more like you were looking for the poker player's tells.
Right.
If they were willing to give you something, then you take it. But what the Astros did is they went to a saloon in the Old West and they hung a mirror on the back wall and they were looking at the dude's cards from behind.
Right.
And I don't think that that would have fared very well in the Old West the way they went about it.
Right. You'd get killed doing that.
Right.
Now, I'm kind of tired of the whole cheating thing. I know it's going to last all year, if not beyond. But
I think everybody is.
Manfred and Major League Baseball still investigating the Red Sox. What do you think is going to happen there? Do you think it'll be as severe, as stiff a penalty, or was it not as serious, in your opinion, based on what they
I were? Don't think that they were necessarily, from what I understand, and, you know, bits and pieces that you get, I don't think they were necessarily doing the real-time trash can banging type thing to signal the hitter on pitch by pitch. So I don't know if it's going to be as severe. The longer this investigation goes, though, the more I think they're uncovering more things. But I'd like to get all this behind us so the commissioner's office and the association, the union, can get together and say, okay, if this goes forward and we have something like this that happens again, this is what's going to happen. And I think that's where the commissioner didn't go after the players in this investigation, because his directive earlier in 2017 was the manager and the general manager were going to wear it. So I think he's going to set things in place moving forward. If something like this happens again, you might see some players ending up getting the hammer thrown at them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Bill, you've got this book called State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. And I think one of the things you talk about in the book is how now you hear about things that you didn't hear about 20 years ago. You played 12 years in the major leagues. And you hear about launch angle and spin rate and things like that. What's your take on how it seems that the game has become more of an all-or-nothing game? Like 20 years ago, it seemed like you didn't want to strike out 200 times. Now strikeout's no big deal.
Well, it's still a big deal. And you can look at the playoff teams and the teams that win. They're the teams that don't strike out, and they're the teams that battle. and they're the teams that are willing to compete and not have your ace swing all the time. But you mentioned the launch angle and the spin rate. Just because now we can measure something, and launch angle is the most misused and misunderstood and misinterpreted and overused term in the game. Babe Ruth had a launch angle. The launch angle is nothing more than the ball coming off the bat, and we've misinterpreted that to be the swing. It's not the swing. It's coming off the bat. Any 10-year-old that goes in the backyard with his dad and hits has a launch angle. It might go down, which would be a negative, and it might go up, which would be a positive, but it's just the ball coming off the bat. Spin rate is always existed. It's common sense. You throw a ball, the ball spins. That's spin rate. The fact that we can now measure something, we use it and overuse it, and we've become known now to say, these are the reasons why the guys can do things, and that's just not the case. Just because it sounds catchy and you name something, or now you have different abbreviations for a new stat, doesn't mean that it hasn't existed for a long, long time.
Yeah. That pisses you off, doesn't it? You get tired of that. You get tired of the metrics, the metric nerds in baseball.
Well, it's how we classify what is a metric and what is an analytic.
Uh-huh.
In yesteryear, we used information at our fingertips that we had. Now, granted, there's more information now than ever before, and I'm all on board with that. But the new school has to understand that the people in the old school have something that they don't have, and that's experience. So if you give me numbers, I'll be glad to take them. But if I give them back to you, you have to understand that I looked at your numbers and I looked at what you think is going to be, you know, the norm moving forward, and said, this doesn't work in baseball, so I'm going to give those back to you, but go back to the drawing board and keep trying. So the old school always used numbers and information. And I think over these past few years, what bothers me the most is there's this little innuendo out there that the old school guys just, we went by gut instinct and we flew by the seat of our pants, but we always used numbers and we always had a plan to play.
Yeah, you know, I always felt like Dusty Baker, when he was the manager at the Nationals, was getting a little unfair criticism because he was considered an old schooler and maybe not as devoted to some of these analytics. What was your take on that?
Well, I've always liked Dusty Baker, and when he got relieved of duty, he won 97 and 95 games. I don't remember in which order, but that's an awful lot of games to win in 2 years in the National League East. And Dusty should not be confused with somebody who's not analytic, because right. If you talk to Dusty about baseball, he'll break baseball down. If there's a problem, he'll figure out how to solve it in a baseball sense. And I think that's the very definition of what analysis is. You break something down and you fix the problem. So I think Dusty's very analytical. Now, Dusty is of the old school mindset where you give him some numbers that he definitely doesn't like. He might not be that nice when he hands them back to you. But the fact of the matter is Dusty has experience, and he certainly has success everywhere that he's been. There's just the one thing that's eluded him in his career, and that's the title.
Let me ask you about something that pertains to the Nationals this year. So they win the World Series. Anthony Rendon, obviously a huge part of it, perennial MVP candidate. He's not going to be there in the lineup. How do you see a team offensively? Do you think you can overcome it with kind of addition at other parts and it kind of all adds up? Or do you think they're really going to miss just having that one guy who did so much in the lineup?
Well, I became such a big fan of watching him and Soto, and kind of going back into the old school idea, they hit third and fourth in the lineup, not second and third, right. Not first and second like some teams are doing now. So Anthony Rendon, what he brought to the table was really impressive. Now, with that said, there's been a lot of people that have moved on and done things. You know, Bryce Harper went to Philadelphia. How can we replace that? Well, there was a guy named Soto. It looked pretty good in that. Anthony Rendon, I think, has separated himself from most hitters in the game. He looks like he's in a rocking chair when he's at home plate. He's nice and relaxed, and he takes the proverbial what you give him. So it's going to be a tough thing to fix, but I still like the Nats moving forward. When you look at Strasburg, you look at Scherzer, you look at Corbin, I don't know if there's another three out there, if those guys are healthy and right, that anybody can match up with those guys. So I think the beautiful thing about it is you won a world championship last year and you got a few months to begin the next season to see how you can sort of fill in for Anthony Rendon, but I think the Nationals are in pretty good shape.
Talking to Bill Ripken, MLB Network studio analyst, author of State of Play, the Old School Guide to New School Baseball.
All right, so Bill, outside of the Astros, huge storyline, and will be all year, give me a couple of the storylines that interest you for the upcoming season.
Well, one, you look at the power teams. You look at the Dodgers because they're pretty good.
Yep.
You look at the Yankees. Can they do what they did last year with it already looks like that injury bug's hitting them again? So those two kind of pique my interest because I think they're the powerhouses in baseball right now. The National League East is a division that I'd like to look at this year. You have to give respect to the Nationals for what they did last year. You have to give respect to the Braves because they won the division 2 years in a row. I think the Mets got a little bit better, and they are the interesting team to me because the reason why I like them is their starting rotation. The reason why I don't like them is because their starting rotation. It seems like every time you expect them to go out there and do something, nobody's actually stepped up and done it yet. So I think they're an interesting team to watch. It wouldn't shock me if some planets lined up that they could be at the top of the division at the end of the year. And the Phillies with Joe Girardi going in there. I can't believe that Philadelphia has been a 500 team the past few years. They seem to have more than that, but that also goes back to the pitching staff has kind of underperformed. So I think that four-team race in the National League East is going to be pretty interesting. It could be a winner of 88 wins this year in the East with that unbalanced schedule. So I like the look of the National League East, and I'm interested to watch that.
How do you think it's going to work out for the Angels? Obviously, they add Rendon, new manager, and then Otani's, I guess, going to start pitching once a week in, I guess, maybe May?
Yeah, that's an interesting one for me because they added Rendon, but they still haven't added somebody other than Otani to the rotation. How does that play out, the once-a-week guy? Like, it's almost the Japan season starter. Like, Sunday starter, here comes Otani. Is he going to hit? How's that going to play out? Dan O'Dowd up here at the network said maybe a couple years ago he would have liked to entertain the idea of putting Otani in the ninth inning spot because he thinks it would be an easier way to have him get his continued reps as a hitter because what he's done as a hitter has been pretty impressive, you know, so far early in his career. So that's an interesting watch out there, and I think they're flying kind of into uncharted territories. And I guess when you bring Joe Maddon in, the Mad Hatter, he can bring farm animals and zoo animals into the clubhouse. He might be able to handle the once-a-week starter and see what goes on from there.
Bill, last question. It was interesting you mentioned the Phillies. No one's really talking about them in the division, all right? I know they don't have the pitching staff that the Nats do, but I think Harper probably has a bigger year, certainly average-wise, than he did last year. I would expect that. They added Gregorius. They added Wheeler in the rotation. You already mentioned Girardi. I mean, are they kind of under the radar?
There's a lot of people that don't like them, and I sit there and scratch my head. You know, some of the Bill Pecota when he comes out with his ranking systems and where they rank them. It's Nola's a stud. I think he would be a legitimate possible number one on most teams in the game. I love him. Wheeler's adding in there. He's done it 1 year. Let's see if he can do it again. The other guys, what are you going to get from Arrieta? We've been talking about Pivetta and Eflin now for a couple years. It's time for those guys to step up. So that's what's interesting about them. They're going to have to do more than they've done before in the starting rotation. But I think when you have Nola at the front of that, I think he could set a pretty good tempo. So I think they're a little bit overlooked in the way things go. But it's all going to rely on that starting staff because I think position player-wise, they're okay. That's fine. Throw them out there and see what happens. But the starters have got to get some people out.
Bill, always love having you on. It's Bill Ripken. Check out his book, State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, boys.
All right. Talk soon,
thanks,
man.
Bill. All right, Billy.
Coming up next, we shift gears, talk some NBA with Kendrick Perkins, now an analyst, NBA insider for Radio.com.
Billy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, Kendrick Perkins, now a Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? Doing great, man.
Good.
Did you ever envision yourself doing this kind of thing, like after your playing career?
I didn't. I always thought I was going to be a coach.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, God steered me in another direction, which I think I love.
Right. Right. Well, how do you, we were talking about it during the break. I'm not going to bring up some of these Twitter spats and these kinds of things that you get into, but how do you decide, I guess you just have to be honest, but then, it's always hard for ex-players to balance that, right? Being honest, but then offending your boys.
Well, not really. I mean, it's the way you got to go about it. My thing is that, all my guys that I'm cool with in the league, they know that I'm not going to be biased. Like, if they're playing well, I'm going to give them high praises. If they playing off and I got to talk about them, I'm going to call them and tell them, hey, man, I got to talk about you today. You got to step your game up. And they like, we know, Perk.
Right.
Now, you came out of high school in Texas, and you went right to the league. And you made a lot of money in the league. You played, 15 years or so in the league. Is there a part of you that wishes you would have gone to college for at least a year or two? Do you like watching college hoops?
No, I don't. I do like watching. I love watching college hoops, but do I have any regrets about? No, I don't. Not at all.
What's
not at all? I would not give back one of my years in the NBA to go to college.
Right?
Why is that? Because of the extra revenue you made, or you just had more fun?
Well, I just had more fun. But when you look at it, it's like I said one day on ESPN, nothing gets you ready for the NBA, like being in the NBA. I don't care how many years you go to a college, you still have to come to the NBA and learn how to play and get adjusted to the NBA. So it's just like any other job. If you're ready to start that job early, why not? I mean, I just couldn't give it away. Like, my rookie year was so valuable to me. Like, I had guys like Tony Delp, Walter McCarty, Tony Battee, Paul Pierce. I had old school vets, Eric Williams, that showed me the way on what to do and what not to do. And when you go down the line with all those guys, they had great careers, and they just showed me and taught me the right way as a rookie.
Are you amazed, that there's all? It's constantly an infusion of young talent, so the league right now, you still got LeBron, who's 35, best player in the game. I mean, you can make an argument, Giannis and a couple other guys. But now you've got this young infusion of talent like Trae Young, Luka. Luka had a big game. Zion, you saw them go at it last night. Luka's had a ton of 30-point triple-doubles already. Are you amazed by his game?
Absolutely. He's one of my top three. He's right under LeBron for MVP conversation. And the way that he's playing right now, he's been playing the whole season, is phenomenal. And I think he's one of one. The sky's the limit. And in my opinion, I think in the next five years, it's either going to be out of him, Luka, and Zion that's going to win the championship. Win the MVP.
Right,
I'm sorry.
All right, so in the Eastern, the playoff teams are pretty much set in both conferences. I don't think any of the teams are going to catch Orlando in the East. I don't think anybody's going to catch Memphis in the West. Could be wrong, but I doubt it. Anyway, in the East, do you give anybody else a shot to take out Milwaukee?
Oh, I do. I think the Miami Heat is well-equipped. I also think the Boston Celtics, if they're reaching their ceiling, and the Toronto Raptors, listen, it's not about to be easy for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they know this. Huh. Like, they're going to have to earn this. These teams are getting better by the game when healthy, and they're not afraid of Milwaukee. And so Milwaukee is going to have to prove a lot. Like, they have to come in and really play. To me, it's going to be harder for them this year than it was last year, because when you look at this young Celtics team and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and, you know, Kemba and Marcus Smart and, you know, all these guys, it's going to be very interesting because they can match up with the Milwaukee Bucks, to me, in my opinion, and also the Toronto Raptors and the Miami Heat. So it's not going to be easy for the Milwaukee Bucks at all.
Talking to Kendrick Perkins, now at Radio.com. NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Of course, played 15 years in the NBA. Won a championship in 2008 with the Celtics. You know, I don't know if you're technically 7 feet, but I consider you a 7-footer. What did you make of James Harden's kind of shot towards Giannis, that it doesn't take much skill to run up and down the court, dunk, and score that way as Giannis does?
I thought it was crazy. It was just flat out ridiculous. When you think about it, like, both of their statements were crazy. For Giannis to say that James don't pass the ball and he led the league in assists for an entire season, that was crazy. And for James to say that Giannis is not skilled. Okay, well, Mo Bamba is the same size as Giannis. Why is he not doing it? Like, you got to see those things. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, when I was coming up in the league as a 7-footer, all you had to be able to do was be able to do a jump hook over either shoulder, mm-hmm. be able to pass the ball, be able to do dribble handoffs and roll to the basket and catch and finish, and you were considered a skilled big. The things that Giannis is doing right now, that's beyond skill. That skill, handling the ball is a skill. Dribbling the ball up the court, you're running through people, spinning and dunking, up and under, that's skill. Like, all that skill. So that was just crazy. That's just two MVPs, man, you know, just going at it. Wasn't really rehearsed what they wanted to say. Kind of got put on the spot. So they just had to fire shots at each other. And, you know, I love the beef, though. I love the competitiveness.
Did you playing with him? You played alongside him for a season or two.
Yeah, do you like him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, listen, James Harden is a great teammate. Right. He to me, he wishes well for everyone. He wants everyone to succeed. He's a great teammate. I have nothing negative to say about James. Anybody can tell you that. Probably not CP, but anybody past that, James is a great teammate. No, seriously, he loves to play the game the right way. And one thing you cannot take away from the beard is that he plays extremely hard and he works hard. Like, this guy, he don't brag about it, but he lives in the gym. Huh. He lives in the gym.
Is there a player, off the top of your head, is there a player in the league that has just incredible talent that if you put a little bit more work in, he could be an all-star?
Let me think.
I'm putting you on the spot, but
no. Actually, it's the guy that we all been waiting on, and it's Wiggins. I've been watching him since he went to Golden State, and to me, it's apples and oranges what he's doing right now. Like, he seems better. He's in the right fit. The other night, they had a great win against the Denver Nuggets. He looked extremely well. You know, he had 24 points, this guy 10 dimes. Like, to me, the system being around Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, being coached under Steve Kerr, Mike Brown, and Ron Adams is the best thing that's going to happen for Wiggins. And I think next year we're going to see a Harrison Barnes 5.0, and I think he is going to be a big piece for the Warriors, but he's the guy. Wow. If he was to put in the work and just stay and go to state this entire summer, I could actually see him making the All-Star game.
Talking to Kendrick Perkins, played 15 years in the league, won a championship with the Celtics, also went to the finals with OKC when you were playing with Harden and Durant and Westbrook, and your head coach was Scott Brooks. We've gotten to know Scott Brooks here in D.C. What did you like about playing for Coach Brooks?
Well, the thing is I love about Coach Brooks is that he's not animated and he's not on the sidelines going crazy. But I tell you what, he coaches his behind off behind the scenes. He's a big film guy. He's huge on details. But his thing is that practice is his time and the games are his players' time. He's not a guy that's going to show a lot of emotions on the sideline. But when you catch him behind the scenes, he's one hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's reason to have hope here in D.C.? All right, this is a lost season. No John Wall. Bradley Beal's emergence is one of the top scorers in the game. They're able to draft Rui. Do you think moving forward they can be a playoff contender?
Yeah, but they got to add some more pieces. But, like, what they're doing right now, what Brad is doing, you get a healthy John Wall back. But you got to get a wing. That's like one of the most important positions in the NBA right now. You have to get that three-man, that wing guy that's certified. But I think, the Wizards are going to be okay. Like, with John Wall and Brad healthy, I know John Wall probably, he had a lot of time to think and get his mind right. And I think once he come back next year, I think the Wizards are going to be perfectly fine. They're going to be right in the thick of things. Now, do they have some catching up to do? Absolutely. Do they have some moves that they need to make this bring some pieces in? Absolutely. But I think they'll be fine.
Where is Kendrick Perkins currently heading?
Yeah, we hear your doorbells.
Oh, that's
right.
My bad.
That's all right.
I had to drop my middle son to school this morning.
That's all right. Is he a baller? Does he play anything?
Yeah, he plays basketball. He's in the second grade, and I think he might be the best second grader in the country.
I love it.
How tall is he in the second grade?
He's probably 6'3".
Oh, he's pretty big, man. I ain't going to even lie. He's pretty huge, but he got more skill than what I had. He can handle the rock. He got, he got Euros. He got all that. He's pretty elite. I ain't going to even lie.
Where do you live?
I live in the Woodlands, Texas. It's like right
fancy.
Outside.
Oh, yeah.
Very fancy, so very much, foofy.
So much cash down there.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Well, you made enough money. You got all kinds of cash down there. Got all the golfers living down there. All right, hey, we're going to let you go, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. It was good talking
all right,
to you.
Thank you.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can also hear Perk on Scal and Pals, available on radio.com and wherever you find your podcasts. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal wherever you find your podcast.
Maybe K Perk's son went to Coach Wooten's basketball game.
Maybe
that's why
he
he's so
did
good.
Or he will in the future.
Could be. Because if you send your kid to Coach Wooten's basketball camp, they're going to love the game more and they're going to be a better player. When
correct.
They get out. You know that, right?
I do know that, yes.
And why? It's because they instill confidence. They teach all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a long time, every day.
Every day is a long time, yes.
Five skill sessions per day. They work on the basketball IQ with your kid. They got contests, competitions.
Do they play games?
Play game three per day. Guest speakers, all right? Guest speakers are awesome. Unless it's Rick Pitino, then he grills you. But instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register today at CoachWooten.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's All 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Stay tuned. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to a Caps game thanks to our friends at AAA. AAA, hit the road with confidence. So we'll still have that.
You I think I don't carry a AAA card in my wallet in case there are issues with my... You think I don't have one
Do you think I don't have one of these? I have AAA.
Tricky.
Can I get hooked?
Show your number?
Doesn't matter.
What does it matter?
Hey, can I get hooked with a better AAA or something?
Ooh, like a super fancy AAA?
Yeah, I'm sure we can work on that.
Size.
We should all have it.
Well, while we're on,
I already have AAA because I love AAA and I have for years.
Right. But you want to get hooked.
I want to get the AAA. I have the basic membership.
You want to get like the AAA Prime.
I want the AAA that like Tom Cruise has when his car breaks down.
While we're on that topic, this needs to be rectified.
M-Life?
You have the blue card.
I have the sapphire level.
Is it the black?
M-Life rewards card.
I'm with you, Cakes.
As the MGM National Harbor Poker Ambassador, I'm sorry. I'm reaching out to my man Johnny Grooms and our friend Gums, who's high up in the company. This is embarrassing.
Yeah,
I'm a little embarrassed throwing this down when I get free rolled into the Cakes Classic every month. It's actually a little embarrassing. So I hope this gets rectified with the quickness. Is it a little bit of a diva move? Sure.
Yeah,
I understand.
That's not a diva move.
I mean, this needs to be.
You're a partner with them, Cakes.
That's correct.
So the next step up is black, correct? The black card?
I'm not sure of the steps.
Card?
There's
it's
definitely
gold.
There might be a platinum, and there's definitely a black.
Yeah,
M-Life Rewards card. There might even be another level. I'll have to check that. But all I know is that I'm currently on the bottom. I am the bottom rung of the ladder.
The same level as me.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I should be higher than you.
Yes, you should.
I just should be.
Because I play poker in the Junkies Poker Open.
Correct.
And that's it.
That's it.
Want to remind people, you can always rewind. Use the rewind feature on radio.com. Download the app. Select our station. Go back in time. If you missed Bill Ripken earlier this hour, we talked some baseball with him. Had Alan May to talk about the Caps plight earlier in the program. And we talked NFL draft with Austin Gale. You wanted to talk about the wacky neighbor, was it Manassas?
Springfield. Yeah, people, I just don't understand people. I really don't. 99% of the world, I just don't understand.
Right.
So this guy, Michael Hettle or Hetley in Springfield, former cop.
Yeah.
Right? He was a cop in Washington State.
All right.
Was he
former
a happy
cop.
Person?
Probably in Drab's neighborhood.
Was he a happy person like Drab?
I'm sure he was. Because he had a neighbor, Javon Prather, who's 24 years old, Maryland National Guard, and you know, I'm sure there's more to the story, okay? But they were having a beef for years. So this guy Prather lived right next to him in a townhouse, right, married. And they were having beef all the time about dog poo, and music was too loud coming out of the house. And
the cop was always angry.
Cop was always bitter. You know, kids coming in and out, you know, young guys coming in and out at all hours of the night. So I'm sure they had some beef. But what did he do? He decided to kill him. He took the gun out and went pop, pop, pop 15 times.
Well, he lost his mind.
During an argument.
And now he's going to the jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Didn't put the house on the market, move out, you know, get away for a while. He killed him.
Seems a bit extreme.
You think?
It's a terrible story.
I mean, can you imagine?
No, I don't know. People do it all the time.
I know. I don't understand.
People get in arguments. They'll go to a party. They'll go to a family reunion, and a fight breaks out, and they shoot a guy.
Shoot him. Yeah. I know.
At a barbecue or something. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know.
It's unbelievable that people just go to that extreme.
How old was the cop?
I don't think he's in his 50s.
Dude, it's like road rage.
Maybe he's late 40s. I don't know.
He's punted the rest of his life.
It's the rest of his life. He's going to jail.
He didn't like loud music and poop in his yard. I mean, those things suck. They definitely would be annoying.
Still, you don't kill somebody. You don't throw your life away.
Right.
I heard a story this morning when I got in my car on the news about a guy who was in a Beamer. It's only BMW. Probably from BMW Fairfax. And Mike Walker.
Nice
probably
added value.
I gave him to him.
Thank you, Cakes.
Yeah.
And the guy had a road rage incident, and he plowed into another car and was pushing it.
I saw the video. It was in L.A.
Yeah.
It was in downtown L.A.
It was a nice white Beamer.
Yes.
And he hit a truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's pushing it a car.
Pushing it all
the
car.
$100,000 Beamer.
Pummeled it and got charged with
assault with a deadly weapon.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Saw the whole video.
It should be assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah. I mean, you
saw the whole video.
Yeah.
But he had a silly Beamer.
What was the
thing if he had a hoop?
Do we know why he got upset? Was it just a traffic incident? He just lost it?
It looked like a collision in an intersection.
Yeah. It was road rage.
And he got Rick, and he just floored the accelerator and was pushing. It was a big truck, too. It wasn't some rinky-dink pickup. It was like a Ford F-150 just pushing it all over the streets of L.A.
Because he
temporarily lost his mind.
I just shake my head, man.
Yeah. People just
the old SMH on text.
Shaking your head.
That's what I'm going to do when I see Cakes' vehicle leave the parking garage today in front of me at Homewood Suites.
It's loud.
Yeah.
It's the loudest vehicle on the road.
I want to go to Mary Ellen because she has an earwax suggestion. You can hit me up on Twitter if you have any, because that's all I'm going to do after the show is race to a pharmacy, dodge everyone in there with their Corona, and get some earwax resolution.
I think you should.
Can't wait to do it. I can't wait to feel silly to hear again. Mary Ellen.
Hey, I was worried about you, Eric. You know what you
Thank
have
you.
To do?
What?
The whole trick is you clean your ears out with the Q-tips after you've had a shower, so it's nice and malleable. It's soft.
Right, so it's soft
and
moist. And it
comes out.
Right,
you don't
right.
Do
like
it
a
when
hot
it's
bath.
Cold and it's hard.
Like a hot bath.
Yeah, hot shower, hot bath, and just so your head's hot so it melts.
Yeah, but people
because
say
you're doing it, you're digging at it when it's hard and
oh, it was so dry,
crusty, very
it was
crusty.
So dry
and all that.
Yeah,
you do it when your head's hot and it comes out easily.
You know, so maybe you should go to a steam room and take it to another
level.
Yeah,
go get a Schwitz.
Well, somebody said Dougie Fresh said I got to get D-Box. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
Doug McKinney. From
what is he talking
NBC
about?
He says he
Hold
does
on.
It all.
He's
time.
Talking about something other than golf.
Yeah, he says he says does it in the summer all the time.
Okay.
You get it at any pharmacy.
Probably learned it from Phil Mickelson.
100%.
You squirt some drops in your ear, and then like 10 or 15 minutes later, you kind of flush it out.
Okay.
Oh, it flushes out when your head's hot too.
Yeah, I once had this is when I knew I had an issue a couple of weeks ago. I just all of a sudden like a little ball came out of my ear.
Alonzo?
It looked like a duty ball, but it was an earwax ball.
Right.
Yeah. Show. All right, thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I don't like that feeling.
I just want you to, can you explain people to me?
No.
Like the guy that killed the other
Not
guy?
Not in 3 minutes,
anybody,
he can't.
Like that guy, like the road rage guy.
How about
like
this
the woman, Valo, who won't tell anybody where. Can you explain?
I don't know.
Anybody to me?
She was like smiling and laughing in court. See, I think she knows the kids are okay.
Can you explain the guy
yeah, but
who
she's willing to go to jail for it.
Last so night at MGM National Harbor with one card still to come, with only four cards on the community deck?
He beat me.
He flips his hand over. He showed the river yet.
Right.
And shocker, he had me beat.
Big surprise.
Still don't understand. I don't know why this popped into my head. The guy, explain this person. The guy that goes number two and takes his shirt off.
Still very all it weird. Is brilliant. All it is I, know, I feel free maybe, and liberated every single time.
He sweats or something?
And I'm not the only one.
I know
you guys act like
one.
I'm the only person on the planet that does that.
Stands on Seinfeld. That was his
I'm telling
move.
You, we are legion. There are way more than just one of us. 100%.
Right, right.
All right, so we go to Bruce.
Bruce? Where is he?
He's right there.
There he is. Bruce? Hey, buddy.
Bruce probably has a pearl card from M Life Rewards. I'm Sapphire.
Hey, Bruce.
I got an announcement to make.
Okay. Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I, the look of it, Cheech has been hitting all of his gut shot.
All right. All the gut shots.
Looks like Cheech's been hitting all of his gut shots. Well, that may be the case, but that didn't happen at the card table last night.
Yeah. All right. Bruce, what are you doing this weekend?
I guess stay home. Yeah. Stay home and be with go to church on Sunday.
Well, you know yeah, what?
You the stay good home news because that way you don't get corona.
You won't get corona staying at home.
Who do you think the Redskins right. should draft? Chase Young or Tua?
Chase Young.
Chase Young. That's
correct.
Dude.
Look at this brilliant football
mind. Are you happy with Haskins?
Yeah.
What's Haskins' first name?
I don't know.
Doesn't right. need to know, Kate.
All right. Have a good weekend, Bruce.
Okay. Oh. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Be safe, buddy.
All right, right now, we're going to give you a chance to win
bye-bye.
Those tickets to the Caps game. Not many home games left. Got to thank our friends at AAA. AAA, drive with confidence. Don't miss the Caps' final home games as they make a push for the playoffs. You can get details at thefandc.com. We'll play the old Caller 10 game.
It's wildly popular.
You
people
call
love
us
it.
At 800-636-1067, and you win those Caps tickets courtesy of AAA.
Yeah, you get hooked.
AAA, I'm going to get that new card. I want to get that,
yes,
the gold
sir.
Membership.
It's very important
I want the
to
top
have.
Of line. We should all have the top of the line membership.
I agree with you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just call them anytime you have any issue at all.
By the way, the top of the line for M Life Rewards, Noir, by invitation only.
Oh, really?
Super those, duper
those
exclusive.
Are, those are for the big sillies.
Yeah.
So Bickle is another, shocker, another vacation weekend.
Why?
For Bickle. Aren't you off tomorrow?
No, I'm off tomorrow.
I'm leaving after the show.
Oh, I thought you were taking off to go to
Florida.
Kitsi.
No, I'm going right after. My daughter will be here.
Oh, you're leaving tomorrow.
Yes,
he
I'm
won't
off
be
tomorrow.
Everyone just takes
I'm
vacation.
Off, Ricky.
Me, I work all the time.
Okay, well, oh, yeah. 5 seconds. Granddaddy, they're up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.